AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. David Letterman has signed off the air after 33 years of late-night television.
The show was the last of more than 6,000 for Letterman. There were tape bits from former presidents and the current one, Barack Obama.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Of course, there was a top 10 list delivered by stars from Tina Fey to Bill Murray. But Letterman says all the praise is going too far.
Do me a favor, save a little for my funeral, all right?
Okay.
And Letterman had one last thing to do.
Thank you, and good night.
I'm Jamie Fryer.
Big cleanup underway on California beaches near Santa Barbara from an oil spill that's now spread across 9 miles of ocean. Greg Armstrong, CEO of Plains All American, says they're sorry about the spill and will take full responsibility for the cleanup.
Our top priorities are also to protect the safety of all involved in this response, reduce the damage to the environment, and return the site to normal.
Federal regulators were investigating the leak as workers in protective suits raked and shoveled stinky black goo off the beaches, and boats towed booms into place to corral the slicks. The military says a second Marine has died of injuries after an Osprey aircraft crashed during a training exercise last weekend in Hawaii. Lance Corporal Matthew Detterman of Arizona was among several people injured when the MV-22 Osprey went down on Sunday. As for why it went down,
all we know is that the Osprey aircraft took off from the USS Essex, which is a Navy ship offshore, and it flew to the island of Oahu to continue exercises, but it developed some problems.
The AP's Audrey McAvoy. Police have identified a suspect in the mysterious slayings of a wealthy Washington family inside their multi-million-dollar home. This is AP Radio News. Cleveland held off a late charge to beat Atlanta in the opener of the NBA Eastern Conference Final.
LeBron James scored 31 points and J.R. Smith had 28 to lead the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 97-89 victory over the Atlanta Hawks in Game 1 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. James iced the Cavs' win with a soaring dunk in the final minute of the game, but it was Smith who ignited the Cavs with 8 of 12 from the three-point range. Jeff Teague led Atlanta with 27 points, but the night really turned sour for the Hawks when Damari Carroll, their third leading scorer in the playoffs, went down with what appeared to be a left knee injury. He had to be helped to the locker room. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
An anniversary for a giant tire? Well, Uniroyal is marking the 50th anniversary of the world's biggest tire. Sits along a Detroit highway. It's big, says Uniroyal's Ray Fishnick.
As the tire stands today, it's 80 feet tall and weighs 11 tons. If the tire were on a car, that car would be 200 feet tall.
It was originally a Ferris wheel. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.